That I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. So far, God's word for our comfort and our strength this morning. And I want you to think about words. 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 We use the words to help. We use the words to comfort. We use the words that God gives us to sustain one who is weary. We often listen to Jesus when he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart. For you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." So Jesus speaks those words, and he just really takes Isaiah to heart here. Isaiah chapter 50. Those words that we use sometimes helps, sometimes builds up, sometimes can put a person down. So God gives us the words to lift up. I was a first-year seminarian at St. Louis, Concordia Seminary. I was beyond myself. I was failing in a couple classes. I had a D average in another. I was doing C work in another. And the burden was so heavy that I didn't feel like I could continue in the seminary. I didn't think that I would be a pastor. Being a shepherd of the flock, I was just put down. God sent two friends. God worked through two friends. And one of them, and I can't remember which one, there's Bob and there's Jim. Bob just recently retired from Trinity South Shore, White Bear Lake. And Jim retired a couple years ago from the ministry in Canada. But these two guys used words to strengthen me and to teach me a lesson. One, like I said, I can't remember which one, but they know who they are. He spoke the word of the law. You're here. You paid your tuition, you're not going anywhere. But no, it is what it is. Then the other one spoke the words of the gospel. Scott, if you weren't meant to be here, God would have you doing something else. Listen to him. Listen to his word. Words. Words that were used to lift me up and to encourage me. Words that Karen used too when I was working on my doctorate. When I wanted to have flush down the toilet party. Because my last project had red marks all over it. And she says, "You're going to continue. We paid for this." Words. Words Isaiah uses for the weary. We can become weary. The world, it's pushing down on us. We know that the outside world doesn't want to know about Jesus. The outside world doesn't want to know that we depend upon God for all things. The outside world doesn't want to know that Jesus died on a cross to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. We can become weary. We can become weary of trying so hard to tell others about Jesus that we get tired and we don't want to do it anymore. You can teach your children many things, and sometimes they just don't stick. Our children are just like anyone else. And our boys don't say grace at meals, or at least they haven't in our presence. But a few weeks ago, a month ago, we had two grandchildren with us. Prime opportunity, we say grace at meals. Prime opportunity. In the morning, when I had my devotion, and I usually read portals, I read portals and they listened. At least we got a little bit of God's word into them at that time. But that's what God does to us. He interjects those words to us so that we may hear and not be weary, and that we may know that God is there lifting us up and encouraging us. We need encouragement through our life. Gary Teese. You know Gary, or you've heard about Gary, director of Mission Central in the middle of Iowa, in the middle of a cornfield. God was using Gary. And he kept saying, you know, Pastor, it's really dark out there. It's really dark in the world. And he would share the darkness of sin and evil that he experienced in other countries. And he'd say, Pastor, it is dark out there. But not just overseas, it is dark here. There were churches that wouldn't open up their doors to Gary and his message of the gospel because he was a layman. And according to some of those pastors, lay people weren't supposed to speak about Jesus. They weren't supposed to share the gospel with others. But Gary shares the gospel. Gary is undaunted. He is in his 80s. I think he just celebrated 85. And he's been doing mission work. You can't keep him. You can't keep him behind the desk. He's out there. He's sharing Jesus with churches, with people. Being that missionary that God wants all of us to be. And he hears words. He hears words. And he becomes weary. When I was his pastor for 11 years, there were countless numbers of times that I would go out to Mission Central and I'd sit with Gary, and I would come home 3 hours later, 4 hours later, because he was talking and he needed encouragement, just as I, as pastor, needed encouragement. And Prophet Isaiah comes to us, and he says, those who have been taught, you are those who have been taught to bring a word to the weary, a word of gospel, a word of life, a word of life in Jesus himself. That's the word that we're being given. And that lifts up people. And you know, God the Father sends God the Holy Spirit into our lives. And he molds us. And I've said this before. The Holy Spirit takes stubborn people like us and he puts us on his potter's wheel. And he lets that wheel go around and his hands, the Holy Spirit's hands, keep molding us, keep molding us, keep molding us. And he gives a beautiful work of art, the vase that he has just made and created. That vase can crack. We know that through the sins that we have committed. Pride, envy, greed. We've all done things that are horrible. We followed fallen in temptation, Satan's temptation. Yet God lifts us up through the power of the Holy Spirit. He continues to mold us, continues to brush those things away from us, continues to paints a beautiful picture on that vase. He knows that that vase is going to crack again. And he continues to send the Holy Spirit to teach us that word. The word that lifts up. The word that encourages. The word that carries. I'm not sure if any of you or all of you have seen the poem about footprints in the sand. Anyway, a man was talking to God as he was walking along the beach. And he says, you know, God, I knew that you were with me countless times during my life because I could see two sets of footprints in the sand. But God, when I had troubles and the dark moments of my life, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. And the Lord God said to the man, you were right. When we were walking together, you saw two sets of footprints. But when you saw the one set of footprints, I was carrying you. God carries us. God carries us in our dark moments. God carries us in our joy. Because we've got to realize we live in the extremes. We live between birth and death. We live between joy and sorrow. We live between victory and defeat. We live between all of this. And between all of this is the adventure, the joy-filled adventure of knowing that we are a child of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be sitting here. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be sharing the gospel of eternal life that is in our Savior, Jesus Christ, in his redemption, in his resurrection. We know that we are alive, that we are his children, and we are those who are weary. And yet we are given a word to help the weary, to lift them up, and knowing that all is done in God's way and by God's plan, because he has a plan for us. In Christ's holy name, amen.